It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the MD's Fantasy Football Show with Dan Mader, giving you the X's and O's of all things fantasy.
We got the Tennessee Titans taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. They are favored at -1. So we basically have a pick'em situation here. Over-under sitting at 38. Each team only has one game on the over for Tampa Bay. That was last week against Houston. It kind of surprised me because they haven't not scored points at times this year. But yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stick with the trend, and I want to cash the under here at the 38. Not going to expect too many points scored. Here's what I am going to say, and I'm not playing him fantasy-wise, but I'm going to take a little bit of an L on Will Levis. Not a total L here. It's still too early. He may not wind up being a starter long-term, but he is already better than what I thought he was during the draft process. That part I do have to give him, because I was looking at him as a guy, I thought he was like the next Zett Mettenberger. We're like, yeah, you got an arm, you have nothing between the ears, you can't anticipate. I was just not going to do it. So I will take a little bit of an L and give him a little bit of credit, because he is already better than what I thought he would be. But just a little bit. I'm not saying they got the franchise here. But what he does do is he offers actual upside for this Tennessee offense. And for the first time in 2 years, DeAndre Hopkins is back in my top 10 for the wide receiver position this week. He has upside. He gets the ball thrown to him down the field. And Tampa Bay, as we just saw, they'll give up some big plays against the Houston Texans and whatnot. What do you think about that, Adam? Having DeAndre Hopkins, you're going to wide receiver one this week, potentially?
Yeah, I've been saying it on this show all year that Hopkins looks fine. Hopkins, this entire time I've been saying, eye test, Hopkins looks like Hopkins. And it's been a Ryan Tannehill issue. It's been an offensive line issue. So having a live arm and a guy that can move around a little bit, negate some of the offensive line problems, yeah, I think Hopkins returns to being Hopkins, because it was never a Hopkins problem. I'm on board for it. I agree. I think, you know, the Levis hype might be moving a little bit quick. I was definitely wrong about my take on this past week as well. however, I think he does wonders for the weapons on this offense, and especially Hopkins.
They offer some light, some upside. So is it safe to say that you're on the bandwagon that it's the rest of season DeAndre Hopkins, start him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to agree, which is so far from where we were just a couple of weeks ago. It's absolutely incredible how fast I can switch around when you make smart decisions. Derrick Henry's an RB1. Rashad White is one of the uglier RB2s, but he's getting the ball a lot in the passing game. That's going to keep him at an RB2. And he actually got in the end zone twice this past week because, you know, I was playing against him. So, of course, Rashad White finds a way to get in the end zone twice in the week that I'm playing him. So, yeah, go figure. Should have told you guys that part of the analysis last week. Chris Godwin is a low-end wide receiver 2 for me. Chris, what do you make of Kate Otten? I got him at tight end 16. I'm not putting him in the category of I'm looking to go out of my way to stream him yet, but he has been a little bit more relevant as of recent. Are you looking at Kate Otten, or you just think this is a mirage in his case?
No, I think this is where we're talking about Taysom Hill and have him on your team. And Adam was having, you know, add an extra guy, maybe have another option. Kate Otten's a good pairing for myself, and looking for a guy with some upside, a guy who can maybe be consistently more involved as the season progresses. the thing right now for Tampa Bay is because their run offense is so putrid, they're turning into a pass happy team. They have to throw the ball constantly to everybody to basically move the ball. Kate Otten's kind of benefiting from that, becoming a glorified extra part of the running attack. So that's why you see the volume. You don't see, you know, Godwin actually being involved very much right now. He's kind of not being himself in his offense. Mike Evans is still the guy kind of pushing the ball down the field. So the guys in between is Rashad White and Kate Otten quite often. And I think that's a guy that so you can have on your radar. Isn't a must start per se, like you said, but a guy that I definitely think could be sniffing having your lineups here or there.
Okay. Well, keep your eye on Kate Otten. He was on my waiver wire rankings list as a hope and stash play there at the tight end position too. All right, let's go to our next.